Have you ever noticed that in the film Ratatouille, this character here is much more important to the film than you might think? He appears almost halfway through, asking for something new.
Yeah, I know about the foie gras. The old standby used to be famous for it. What does the chef have that's new?
The interesting thing is that in addition to moving the plot a lot because of this simple request, the voice of this character was done by Thomas Keller, a chef from the United States who, in addition to helping with all the traditional recipes in the film, is responsible for creating this famous version of Ratatouille that we see in the film. Did you notice that in the movie WALL-E, inside his lunchbox there is WD-40? That's because WALL-E is a robot that was left to clean the Earth for hundreds of years. Like any machine, it needs regular maintenance to keep working. WD-40 is a multipurpose lubricant famous for its ability to prevent rust, displace moisture, and lubricate moving components. Keeping a can of WD-40 in his lunchbox shows that WALL-E cares about keeping his joints and mechanisms running smoothly and preventing them from getting stuck or rusted. Did you notice that in the movie Inside Out, the colors of Riley's clothes change throughout the movie to reflect his emotional state? At first, she wears a multicolored sweater, indicating that her emotions are balanced. When she is at school, a new and unsafe environment, she prefers a yellow coat. And when she decides to run away, her clothes have darker tones, showing her increasingly dark emotional state. Another interesting detail happens when Joy and Sadness meet Bing Bong. They get on a train and drop boxes labeled facts and opinions. Bing Bong comments that this is no big deal and happens all the time, suggesting a subtle criticism of how facts and opinions often mix, a possible allusion to fake news. Have you ever noticed that in the movie Madagascar 2, the birthmark on Alex's paw has a special shape? It resembles the outline of the African continent, reinforcing its origins and its connection with Africa. Furthermore, Alex's father also has an identical mark in the same location. Did you notice that in the movie Shrek, the damage to the gingerbread man is permanent? However, after having his legs broken, he is repaired, but is left with scars that are visible in subsequent films, symbolizing his traumatic experience.